Jendel Texera, who lives in Marion, says racism and police brutality aren't just some other state's problem. The 18-year-old wants people to know what it was like for her to grow up black in a predominantly white town on the South Coast. Texera spent her early childhood in Rochester and moved to Marion at about 10 years old.
Looking back on it, it was a living hell. There was, like, no black people. And half of the black people in Rochester and Marion, I was either related to or my family knew really well. So it was a lot of, like, little things, like getting called, like, poop because I'm black, stuff like that.
She says she experienced continual microaggression and bias. At one point, she was the only black girl in school, and she felt very insecure. She had a sense of culture shock moving between her Cape Verdean family and the nearly all-white schools.
And, like, people just act different, and then you have to, like, code switch when you're home.
She says sometimes relatives would joke that she was white.
And that's, like, really diminishing to a black girl's self-esteem growing up, to be called white and say, like, oh, you act like a white person just because you go to a school that's predominantly white. So that was, like, the most difficult part for me. It was, like, at school I was too black, but at home I wasn't black enough.
Texera is graduating this year from Old Rochester Regional High School. For the fall, she intentionally chose a historically black university, Winston-Salem State.
Because I was never surrounded by my people.
As the Black Lives Matter movement continues, she says her message to people in communities that, like hers, are mostly white, is this. Have the difficult conversations. Learn and teach others.
Talk about it. Read books. Watch documentaries, educate yourself so when these difficult conversations happen, you're saying the right things to whoever. And just really be, if you're white or a non-black person of color, be an ally for a black person of color.
She says, put in the work to change things, sign petitions, and hold others and yourself accountable. For WCAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.